The end time revival is fire on the mountains. That means a church that will carry the fire of the Holy Ghost upon the various mountains.
There's always a way for a man who is persuaded that God has called him. And listen, every believer is called. Are you hearing me? Every Christian has a calling. There's a calling on your head. It may not be on this pulpit, but you are called. When you enter a city with the consciousness of the call, the gates will open to you.
Listen, your answers are in God's one answer. And that answer is the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Settle in of the gospel. In this gospel, the Bible says the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Faith in what? Faith in the report.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I do business in deep waters tonight. Come on, go ahead and pray. I do business in deep waters, and I see the wonders of my God in the deep. I see the wonders of my God in the deep. I do business in deep waters. If you are seated, stand to your feet very quickly, except for those who are kneeling in prayers. If you are seated, just stand to your feet. Jepetonda kirasuta koba tiletosa. Jaliga bronda sustepa. Lord, I came to do business in deep waters. Shepa, and I see your wonders in the deep. Shakira sepana le bronda sustepora dileka. Lekwa pakwandi skapata. Jalika bronda sista. Ligonskiga, Liga Bronda Sushta, Pora di la Kapaya, Liga Bronda Sushta, Meko Patita Tulekupata, Shapa, the Bible says Jacob wrestled with a man. He wrestled with a man. He wrestled. The prophet later explained that it was supplication that he prevailed in. I want you to galvanize your entire being. Your body, your spirit, your soul, and say, Lord, Ligo Sepani Lakonda Sistema. Something must happen to me tonight. Jaliga Bronda, Liga Prokopatila Koskapa, Liga Po. I stretch my hands tonight. Lift your hands. I stretch my hands because I'm seeing in the spirit as we begin the service. The anointing is already here. I'm seeing seven people. I'm seeing some of them already under the power. I'm seeing seven people that a fresh fire is coming on. Just seven. It will be a sign to the perfection of the revival. That's right. Help him, help him, help him. Help that young man before he scatters that place. Shaki Pata, helper, helper. Help him, help that young man there. Liko, a fresh fire. Fresh, fresh, fresh. A fresh, an inoculation of fire that you will never recover from. An inoculation of a holy fire. Holy, holy fire. Hey! Holy fire born upon my altar. Shapatola kapa from within me. Hey! Spirit, you take over. Hey! Holy fire born upon my altar. Shepapera tata. Holy fire, born upon my altar. Hey, I come and be la tosa from within me. Just bring them up, bring the seven people up. Hey, I come and holy fire, born upon my altar. Shake palatonda ki palaba. Holy fire, just bring them for me to talk. Just bring the seven of them for me to talk. I capella tosa from within me. Yes, spirit, you take over. I capella tosa. Holy fire burn upon my altar. Shepatola copatelia.
Holy fire
burn upon my altar. Shepatola donaba from within me. Oh, spirit, you take over. Keba peradis. Fast. Yeke petala. Fire for your future. Fire for your future. Esa mena katana. Menata. Are you hungry tonight? Are you hungry tonight?
Holy fire,
burn upon my altar. There's a fire in this place. There's a fire of the Holy Ghost. There's a fire in this place. I see. There are at least 20 people here. 20. This next wave is coming upon you. That propelling power of the Spirit that I talked about yesterday is resting with a fire upon someone. A fire of separation. Listen, a fire of activation. Some of your spiritual gifts, graces that are dormant, will be activated.
There's a fire in this place. There's a fire in this place.
There's a fire in this place. There's a fire of the Holy Ghost. There's a fire of the Holy Ghost.
One more time.
There's a fire in this place.
There's a fire in this place.
There's
a fire in this place. There's a fire.
Yeah, tonight.
Yeah, yeah. There's a fire in this place.
There's a fire in this place.
There's a fire of the Holy
Ghost. There's a fire of the Holy Ghost.
Just the instrument, lift your hands in the name of the Lord Jesus for the rest of the people, wherever they are. Let the weight of that impartation rest on them. Let the weight of that impartation. At the count of three, all over the world, outside, online, let the weight of that impartation rest on them. That impartation of separation, that impartation of legal rest, capane, cotesila, coprendile, tosca, shalira, scapana, capa. Yes, that's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. Let it begin to rest on them one after the other. One after the other in the crowd, in the crowd, in the crowd. Yes, 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 yes. Touch, 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 touch. Que patoka patatusa. For some, it's coming as a shout. For some, it's coming like a fire, like electricity on their head. For some, on their feet, in the name of Jesus, across this place. Lesura pena tones campanis. That which you seek, you have found. In the name of Jesus. Listen, the reason for revival is for the harvest of the earth. It's not so people can feel good. No. It's for the harvest of the nations. And I told you yesterday that the church that will harvest a nation must be an army of city takers. Are you here? It is not the church that is waiting to escape. It is not the church that is waiting to be taken over. A church that has risen, fully activated with her. A church that has risen as an army of city takers. An army of territory influencers. An army of culture shapers. And sometimes the Spirit of God calls a holy convocation like this. So he can release revelation, but beyond revelation, so he can release impartations of the Spirit, graces, fires, with which you can run. We saw a prophetic and an apostolic typing in the story of Samson. The Bible says when Samson wanted to destroy the fields of the Philistines, which is a type of the works of Satan, he caught foxes and tied them tail to tail and set them on fire and release them into the field of the Philistines. What happened to the works? They were burnt. The same thing the Spirit of the Lord is doing an outpouring 2020. He's tying men tail to tail and setting people on fire. And with this fire, you are going through the works of darkness, burning them. With this fire, you are entering into the field, swallowing the arrows, swallowing the rods of the wicked. Are you hearing me? With this fire, the works of Satan in our cities, in our workplaces, in the territories are being born. This is why, since yesterday, you see this strength of impartation, the kind of fire that's been on ground. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you. Lift your hands one more time. Say, Lord, let your fire burn. Let your fire burn. Let your fire burn. When Moses was to be sent for an assignment, he contacted the fire. Yes. When Isaiah was to go for, the fire came upon him. On the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Ghost came and the church was inaugurated, sent into the assignment, what happened? They appeared on them cloven tongues as of fire. So we are not just shouting fire because we are Pentecostals. No. It's the order of heaven. It's the order of heaven. You know what Ezekiel that saw in the vision? He said the cherubim told him, he said, take of the coals of fire between the cherub and spread it across the city. That's how God does. Meko patosile ko brendo siste pora dile kepaya. Seste ponde kepa. You will leave this place with fire on your words. I don't know who can hear me. You will leave this place with power and fire on your words. A new utterance is granted you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. No more empty words. On the strength of this impartation, your words are full of power. Your words are wrapped with omnipotence. When you go into your sphere, as you speak as the oracle of God. You declare with the ability that the Spirit supplies. In the name of Jesus. Yes, the Lord is touching your tongue tonight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you. We love you, Lord. Just try and sit. Let me teach a little. Amen. Amen. Those who are not in power, just leave them alone. Hallelujah. If you are watching online, just kindly help us share this. Don't share the service with someone. Okay? Don't share the service with someone.
Hallelujah. You can sit. Just leave those under the power. Just have ushers around. Those who can stand, you carry them. Those who can't, you just leave them to continue. City takers. City takers part 2. Leko pati selige brunde sushte paraniga haya. City takers part 2. How many of you were blessed yesterday? Mashugaba. Some of you were literally flying in the air.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Prophet, good to see you, sir. City takers part 2. Praise God. City takers part 2. I know your mouth is under the power. You can shout. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All right, so where do we start from? Joshua chapter 14, verse 12. That's where we started from yesterday. Joshua chapter 14, verse 12. We'll just read verse 12 and go to 1 John chapter 5, verse 4 and 5. City takers part 2. I've been sharing on persuasions, prayer, and people under the power. What have we been talking on? Hallelujah. Persuasions, prayer, and productivity.
I said, if you can have the right perspective on these three, you'll be positioned to influence a generation, to take your city both geographically and occupationally. Amen. All right. Now, therefore, can we read the first line there? One, two, go. Now. I'm teaching. Wake up. If somebody's not at the power around you, tell them, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. I'm teaching now. Remember what I told you yesterday. Understanding how to connect with the anointing upon a man of God is very key to how much you can receive from that man, to how much you can maximize that anointing. Mommy, good to see you. To how much you can maximize that anointing. Amen. They have those stiff strings. If you want to connect to his anointing, you join him to sing, okay, and to jump and to worship. You give him his guitar as his play. You saw what happened when he was ministering. Glory to God. I am not a musician. I am not a psalmist. I am a teacher, a pastor, and an apostle. Are you listening? Yes, sir. And the contact point for what is upon me is the teaching of God's word. I told you yesterday, I've seen people get saved just listening to me teach. Get filled with the Holy Ghost, just listen to me teach. Get healed, just listen to me teach. Get contracts, get grants, all kinds of tests. I was just hearing your message. Hallelujah. Are you here? So you have to pay attention. If it came for outpouring, you have to pay attention to the teachings. Very important. Extremely important. You have to galvanize your entire being to hear what is being said. Because in what is being said is the release of God's power. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So are we ready now? And part of how the teaching ministry works is response. Amen. Amen. All right. Joshua chapter. Are we ready to read now?
Yes, sir.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I still can't hear some people. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right. One, two, go. Give me this mountain. Whereof the Lord speak. We're doing better. Hallelujah. Let's be sure you are hearing yourself. Glory to God. All right. There's just one line I wanted us to see there. Now, give me this mountain. Glory to God. Now, give me this mountain. 1 John chapter 5, 4 and 5. Horibaku sapayas. It says, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Okay, we have it here. Somebody should have told me. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Next verse. Who is he that overcometh the world? He that believes that Jesus is the Son of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yesterday we began by saying that the configuration and the destiny of the church is dominion. That is it. When you dimension the church, you will not see a religious organization. You will see a governmental entity invading the nations with the light of the glorious gospel of Christ. When you dimension the church properly, you will not see a cathedral. You will see an army of men and women indwelt by the Spirit, spreading the light of the glorious gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. The church is awakening to who she is. Oh, we know. That bride is awakening. We know. And this meeting is part of that awakening.
Yes,
hallelujah. I told you yesterday that every encounter with the gospel should produce transformation across three levels. You remember that? Across three levels. If a man embraces the gospel, there are three levels of transformation that must happen. Number one, we said the image of God being installed, the likeness of God being operational, and a transportation, a stepping into dominion upon the earth. And we saw that from Genesis chapter 1 verse 28. When God declared his mission statement for the creation of man. Are we together? And then one thing I'll talk about, you see, that until the church enters that third, now I said many things about the first and the second, please. We said until the church enters into that third level, there's a glory we can't bring to God. How many of you remember that? There's a glory we cannot bring to God. There's an honor we can't bring to him. There's an expression we can't give to his majesty on the earth. Until we step into that level of dominion. The image is the installation of the nature and the character. We said it's the nature and the character of God. All right. At that third level of dominion, this is where we take cities. This is where we influence territories. This is where we lead our generation. God's intent is to establish his plan, purpose, agenda on the earth. But he cannot do it without the church. Very quickly, give me Ephesians chapter 1, verse 20. We'll start from verse 20 in the Message translation. Very quickly. Ephesians chapter 1. In the Message translation. Very quickly. All right. Message translation. It says, all this energy issues from Christ. God raised him from death and set him on the throne in deep heaven. Next verse. In charge of running the universe. Everything from galaxies to governments. Are you seeing this? No name and no power exempt from his rule. And not just for the time being, but forever. From galaxy to government. Meaning from the cosmic realm to the authorities on the earth. Jesus rules. Next. He said he is in charge of it all. Has the final word on everything. At the center of all this, Christ rules the church. He's showing you how Christ rules from galaxy to the government. He says Christ executes this rulership over the whole universe through his church. So what he really governs is a church. Next. He said the church, you see, he's now showing you the ministry of the church on the earth. The church, you see, is not peripheral to the world. That means the main thing is not happening in the world and we are trying to peep in. No. The church is not trying to peep into what is happening in the world. No. He says the church is not peripheral to the world. But the world is peripheral to the church. The church is Christ's body in which he speaks. Are you seeing that now? In which he speaks and does what? And acts. Remember, he says that Christ rules all in all, from galaxy to government. How does he do it? Through his church. Because he speaks and acts through his church. Look at this. He says the church is Christ's body, in which he speaks and acts, by which he fills everything with his presence. So this is the ministry of the church. We are his mouthpiece on the earth. We are the executors of his will on the earth. The church is not a religious entity. He speaks and acts through us. Hallelujah. Glory to God forevermore. This is the church that takes cities. This is the church that takes nations. This is the church that commands and compels obedience. He said, the Lord shall send the rod of his strength out of Zion, saying, rule thou in the midst of thy enemies. How do you think the Lord is going to do that? He's talking about the ministry of the Holy Spirit through his church. Remember I told you when we were talking about Ezekiel's vision in Ezekiel. How many of you remember yesterday? When we talked about the cherubic system that heralds and honors the presence of God in Ezekiel 1, when he says he saw four living creatures with four faces. And I told you that theologically speaking, God told Moses that four priests should carry the ark of the covenant, which is a symbol of his presence. That is no coincidence. Glory to God. And I told you that exactly this is scripture showing us how to bring God to his seat. The face of a man. That means until a man is involved, God cannot do much in that system. The face of an ox, until that man understands priesthood, the sacrifice of Jesus, and understanding of prayer and what the ministry of the priest is, he cannot bring God to that system. So it's not by carrying Christian name to politics, no. It's not by carrying Christian name to business, no. You must have expressed the face of an ox. Number three, the face of an eagle. I would say that's prophetic vision and insight. A Christian that will bring God to his system must have the face of an eagle. That means you see beyond what the natural men there can see. Are you here? And number four, the face of a lion. That talks about the governmental system of God. Royalty, kingship, dominion, kingly dominion. That means in that system, there must be a thinking of dominion and takeover. These are the four expressions that bring God into any system. Are you here? We are his mouthpiece. We speak and act for him. If all you know about Christianity is coming to church on Sunday, giving your tithe and offering, as nice as that is not enough. You must see yourself as the sent one. You must recognize yourself as a man and a woman who has been sent. A man and a woman who is on a mission. It's not only pastors, prophets, apostles who say, oh, God called me to this city. No, every believer is called and sent to a geographical location and to a sphere of influence. The moment you begin to see yourself as the sent one, the game changes. There's an authority with which you speak. There's an understanding with which you operate. There's a confidence with which you approach life. Why you know you are called and sponsored. The idea of survival is alien to God's will for his church. The idea of putting body and soul together is alien to God's agenda for his church. The idea of making the ends meet, and I told you yesterday, the ends will never meet. Don't try to make them meet. Man was created for a higher purpose than survival. Survival is for animals. Man was created for a purpose. Man was designed to represent an interest on the earth. Listen, on the earth, only two things are happening. Of the billions of activities that are happening every day, when you break them down, only two things are happening. The advancement of the agenda of God, of the kingdom of God on the earth, and the antagonism of Satan to that agenda. That's all. So whatever you are doing, you are either for the advancement of God's agenda on the earth, or you are unconsciously participating in the antagonism of Satan. There are no three things. There are just two things happening. When you are driving on the road and you see people moving, they are propagating two things. Not three, only two. So your life becomes simple, focus, and have direction. You don't have three things happening in that office. Just only two things are happening. Hallelujah. Are you blessed? Shout, I'm blessed. This is our ministry. This is our life. So we went on to the first point, persuasions, Kai. And what a blessing. Persuasions. City of convictions. City takers are men and women of convictions, of deep convictions about the truth in which they have been instructed. They are men and women of deep persuasion.
To be persuaded means to hold truth with complete assurance. I told you yesterday that for me, the number one reason for the frustration and the lack of result among Christians is the absence of persuasions. Persuasions in the truth in which their hearts have been instructed. They have learned that there is power in prayer and fasting, but they are not persuaded. Their conversations betray them. Their manner of life betrays them. Persuasions. Paul says, continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of. The Greek word is pistou. It means to come to the place of full persuasion. There's the place of full persuasion concerning every truth that you've been taught. Why do we have Christians shaking and losing what they believe because of tweeting and retweeting? No persuasion. So one godless fellow tweeted and people retweeted, and then this dear believer is confused. He's not asking questions. He's tithing New Testament. Our pastor supposed to be paid, or they should be looking for a job. Emptiness. No, they think I'm not working. Even till 2 weeks ago, I saw somebody posting that, dear pastors, go and look for job. I mean, go and do business and don't be looking for offering. I said, look at emptiness, empty heads. People don't read their Bibles. That's the problem. They are pressing, they are scrolling 30 miles per day on Instagram. That's the problem. They don't read their Bibles. I told you yesterday, they don't interface with God. Listen, when you interface with God, you don't have time for shadows. And men don't intimidate you. You know, most of the, because the person has 10,000 followers, 100,000 followers, do you think he has something to say? Money can buy those following. And don't dare you try to adjust so that the world can love you. They will never love you. We are the ones instructed to love them. The world will never love the church. I've been shouting for Christians to hear this. They will never love the church. So you see, I notice online when there are issues, in fact, there are pastors that try to do things that will appeal so that some people can say, hey, those are the pastors we are talking about. They have sense. Emptiness. You know, God takes voices away. Let me not even go there. There's no need for that. There's no need. It's not NGO we're running, you know. It's a spiritual house. It's not NGO. I say, this pastor, during COVID, gave the people's tithes back to them. He distributed. Amazing. Is it your own? Did they give it to you? Distributed their tithe back to them. And then the news will carry. This is what we're talking about. These are the good pastors. And then you are smiling. No sense. You are trying to please the world. You never arrive. You will never arrive. You will never arrive. Sha, maybe the pastor shouldn't have done it, Sha. I don't know. Anyway, you are talking also. No persuasion about the truth in which you've been instructed. People can still intimidate you. Oh, hallelujah. City takers are deeply persuaded people. City takers are deeply convinced people. And I told you that the depth of your conviction will determine the height of your impact. When you do things with persuasion, you produce results fast. When Abraham got to the place of persuasion, Isaac arrived. Glory to God forevermore. Hallelujah. We said, what are your persuasions about the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ? Have you just one answer? Have you come to believe? That in this gospel, is the hiding place of his power. Have you come to believe that you must see everything through the eyes of the gospel? Your finances through the eyes of the gospel. Your marriage through the eyes of the gospel. Your job, your business, even your physical health through the eyes of the gospel. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right. So we say persuasion about the gospel. Let's take a, go a little further about persuasions before we go into prayer. Okay. Persuasions about kingdom values. Persuasions about kingdom values. Character, honesty, integrity, consecration, love. Persuasion about kingdom values. Listen, read your Bible very well. The values you uphold affect how much God can trust you with. And that's very important. That's very important. I'm amazed. Let me not go ahead of myself. Kingdom values. What are your persuasions? What are your stand? What is your stand, rather? As far as these things are concerned. Oh, is a very big tool in taking over. Are we together? He's a very big tool in dominion. I'm amazed to see how many young, you know, something got my attention recently. I'm amazed when I see how many young people who speak in tongues, who come to church, who love God, quote and unquote, I believe they love God, how much they are giving to secular music. I'm amazed. Can I talk tonight? Can I talk? What are your persuasions about kingdom values? If some are so bold, they put it in their status. Songs that have lyrics that are antichrist. Listen, any song that promotes extramarital sex is antichrist in ideology. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Are you here? And then you are hearing it, you are dancing it, you are putting it up. What are your persuasions about kingdom values? There's such a thing as consecration to your call. We say every believer is called, and that call requires consecration. We were also young too, amen. I'm still a young man. Who were, I mean, listen to secular music. You were not told. Something in you shook. I almost fought with my roommate in 100 level because of FM. He likes that cool night FM secular song. He says love song. I said, no. They interfere with my meditation. Turn it off. The delicate balance of my meditation distorts my spiritual equilibrium. I say you have to turn up the FM. That's 100 level. He said, no, they are just harmless love songs. I said, no, I'm not interested to marry now. I need my sanity. Are you here? Persuasions about the values of the kingdom. You speak in tongues, your birthday is secular songs. Songs that have nothing to do with glorifying the master. And then you are shaking yourself. Listen, you cannot influence the same generation and go in the same direction. You can't. You can't go in the same direction with the generation you want to influence. No, it cannot happen. You must go in another direction. And I told you, persuasion is a force. It will pull influence and followership. And beyond apologetic about your stand as far as the values of the kingdom are concerned. Are we together? We're not talking about how you enjoy. We're talking about a generation at stake. We know you like the song. But when you look at the millions, when you look at men and women, when you look at... David said, is there not a cause? Is there not a reason? It's not because I want to punish myself. I like the song too, but there's a reason. There's a you. There are millions all over the world. There's a generation to impact. There's a culture to shape. There's a cause. So we cannot be victims of prevailing culture. No, we are counterculture. Are you listening? Why? We are city takers. City takers and men and women of deep persuasions. 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 Liko kapata. Persuasions.
John the Baptist did not look like them. His church was in the wilderness. He was eating wild honey and a locust. He was dressed in camel's hair. Second smelliest thing in the world. Second only to wet one. So he was baptizing. He was the smelliest thing. Yet, Jerusalem went to him. Conviction. Conviction. Persuasions. He said the church is not peripheral to the world. The world. So we're not looking at who is trending. How is her hairstyle? So that we can copy. No. No, we throw our own party and they come. If you are in fashion, create your own design. Are you listening? Create your own design. Put the anointing on it. Glory to God. Persuasions. Persuasions. Give me Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 12 in Message translation. 1-2. Persuasions. About kingdom values. Amen. About kingdom values. Consecration. Love. Integrity. Look at this. He said, do you see what this means? All these pioneers who blazed the way, all these veterans cheering us on. Put it up. Okay then. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. He said, it means we are better get on with it. Strip down, start running, and never quit. No extra spiritual fats. That's what I'm talking about. You know, some of those things are extra spiritual fats. They make you go too slowly. He says, no extra spiritual fats. No parasitic sins. You know what the parasite is? How many of you remember your integrated science? Hello? Oh, glory to God. No parasitic sin. Don't worry. You want to carry them at once? Just go. You guys are distracting me. Just go. No parasitic sins. No extra spiritual fat. What are your persuasions? About kingdom values. What are your persuasions? We're going counterculture. Glory to God. Is somebody here? You get interface with God until you lose interest in those things. You are bored. You are watching. Okay, let me not spoil some people. Until things that have no relevance to your destiny bore you. You are bored. You sleep on movies, except you're a movie maker. If you're watching football, you fall asleep. Amen. Glory to God. And I get an amen. If you're online on social media, you just fall asleep. You're bored. Amen. You know why? There's a fire burning. There's a fire burning. There's something you want to see. There's something you want to touch. That business must go global. That NGO must reach more people. So you make every day pay tribute to your future. Every day. Persuasions. Are you here? Part of what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, he said that men may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven was godliness. Glory to God. Are you here? That was part of what he said. That's part of what he meant. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And by the way, grace is ability. Don't say, Pastor, I don't know. No, grace is ability. I've told you before, grace is too big to be reduced to sin management. Kai, grace is ability. It's ability. Oh, who got that? Grace is ability. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So, godliness unclogs your soul for the holy oils to flow into the marketplaces of life. you know, Zechariah 4 talks about the two anointed ones. He said the two olive trees, the two branches. He said through them the holy oil flows. Glory to God. He's talking about us, those on the pulpit and those in the marketplace, the two anointed ones. When you unclog your soul, that oil can flow without hindrance. Flow upon the work of your hands. Flow upon your sector. Flow upon your industry. Hallelujah. Glory to God forevermore. Persuasions. The way of persuasion is to continue. The way of persuasion is encounters of the God kind. That's the way of persuasion. You cannot unsee what you have seen. Hi. Meaning when it's stamped on your spirit, it becomes a part of you. You can't. When you come hungry for the word, and the, like you are here right now, I know this word is reaching down your soul. Oh, hallelujah. So for you, camping with the gospel is not an option. No, it's not an option. It's your life. It's a delight. Now the gospel has become the Lord of your ears. The gospel of the Lord Jesus has become the Lord of your ears. Oh, you have soaked your brain in this gospel. You have soaked your soul. He said, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast. You're not interested in hearing too many things, no. Your ears are down to hear the gospel. Hallelujah. That's the way of persuasion. How do you know you have come to the place of persuasion? The pictures on the inside will start changing. This thing touches your subconscious. It also shows in your unconscious response to negative circumstances. Are you here? That's how you know you've come to the place of persuasion. With any truth about healing, about takeover, about prosperity, whatever it is, living with kingdom values, once it becomes an unconscious response, or you check out for those subconscious responses to contrary things, contrary events, contrary opinion, you know you've come to the place of persuasion. You are not thinking about it, it just comes out. The pictures have changed and your response has changed at the subconscious level. You stay until you get there. So when somebody brings a negative confession on your, there's a way you react that is different. When somebody comes at you, there's a way you react that is different. Somebody say in this office, you can't rise. So if you don't belong to this guy, say, I've broken into a exclusive circle. They say, in this place, there's charm here. Oh, I told you yesterday. You know, those stories inspire me. Those stories inspire me. Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. You know, you were laughing when I was talking yesterday, but it's true. Babylon was a jazz town. You know, called jazz in Africa. Charm, official jazz town. Your colleagues were sorcerers, diviners. Your boss put them on salary. You came to the office, you saw a wizard. He was walking around. As what is he doing? He's doing wizardry. Yet, men of covenant rules and dominated in the land, and you are complaining about witches and nightmares. You are not persuaded. You are not persuaded. When Daniel was done, they called him and made him the headmaster of the sorcerers. They made him the head. The head. I said, they were not Christians, so he's not fellowship president. Hope you know. It is demonstration of power. Your juju passed their own. Be their leader. Shagabalakosa. Hey! He's not so. He's. I don't think of this. No. He's not fellowship. It was superiority of power. How could you tell a king, "Give me some days"? I would tell you your dreams and interpretation. Persuasion. Persuasion. You know that this altar you are holding can deliver. Oh, Shebatile Kosa. Hey! You know that this covenant can deliver.
Are you here?
You know. You know. You are not confused. This altar will deliver. Marco Patusa. You are holding the horns of this altar. It will walk. It will deliver. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I have a mentor in Lagos who collected an AK-47 from an armed robber. You don't do that when you don't know something. No. In fact, at the beginning, he was on the floor. He was on the ground. He was speaking in tongues. And then the Holy Ghost told him, stand up. And he stood up. And then the guy took the gun. He said, what are you doing? And he looked and said, give me that gun. He shot him. He and the gun went under the power. They caught them, beat them, handed them over to the police. Persuasion. You know, if you have not been hearing the Holy Ghost, you cannot guess it. Aya! Shepetolas! You can't guess it. Are you here? You can't guess it. This is life and death. You'll be remembering your wife and you can't guess it. Persuasions. 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 Are you here? Persuasions. Sit, sit, sit. There's a way you react. You know, one day, some years ago, that should be 3 years ago, a young man who was a cultist who I know came and met me, but he was sent in my office. He said that the head of one fraternity or someone said that I'm interfering with his meditation, that they have something around where our church is. Ayala poraba, wrong man, wrong day. That was three years ago, around 2007. Lipa,
I roar. I said, go and tell him he's a dead man. He's dead. He's dead. You are doing your own, I'm doing my own. You send somebody to me, you are dead. That was the last time I saw him. That was 2017. The last time. Are you joking? Shabababatas. You are a dead man. Sit, 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 sit. Persuasions. 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 It affects your that unconscious response. And then another way to, are you blessed tonight? Another way to know that you've come to full persuasion is by private confessions turning to public confessions. You don't know, it just comes out boldly and you are bold about it. You are bold about it. I think I shared something along the line on Sunday. Daniel and the three Hebrew boys started by a private confession. They told the man, he said, don't tell anybody, just give us veggies. Amen. Because we don't want to eat. That's not a scripture to be a vegetarian. Amen. Eat your suya. Amen. Amen. All right. He was private. Just give us unless. And then he was private. He walked. By the time we got to chapter 6, public. Okay, we are not careful to answer you in this matter. It's no longer private. Glory to God. They say, don't pray anymore. He opened his window towards Jerusalem. Public confession. Ah, Nigeria, madam, this country, things are bad though. How are you people doing? God is waiting for your public confession. To show whether you have gotten to the place of persuasion. You are still trying to accept pity. No, in private, you say, I'm not in recession. I'm in Jubilee. Now you're in the market. They are saying country is bad. What are you saying?
I'm in Jubilee.
I do not partake in recession. Oh, hallelujah.
All right, let's go very fast. Prayer.
Hey. Prayer. Prayer. Are you ready? Prayer. That's number two. Prayer. Listen, the primary way we bring God on the scene is prayer. Is prayer. Prayer is our thriving mechanism. Prayer is our takeover mechanism. Something happened. The Bible says in Luke chapter 18 from verse 1. The Bible says Jesus spake a parable to this end. That men ought always to pray and not to faint. And then when he was talking about the parable, he says, there was a city, who had a judge, and there was a widow in that city. You know what he's saying? Prayer is the way you get your portion in the city.
got that? He said he spake this parable to this end. Now men ought always to pray and not to faith. Now he talked about a city, a judge, and a widow who needed her portion. That means prayer is the way you get your portion in the city. Listen, every city, and remember we're talking about both geographical city, occupational city, spheres of influence. Every city has a body language towards you. When you enter a city, there's such a thing as the body language of the city towards you. For some, the body language is hostile. Are you here? You can enter an industry and the body language is hostile. How do you change the body language of the city towards you? Prayer. In prayer, you will influence the body language of that territory, of that sector, of that sphere, to be favorably disposed towards you. Listen, every city, sector, sphere has a spirit, a soul, and a body. Most times what people know is the body of the city. Every city has a soul. Every city has a spirit. It is through prayer we can touch the soul and the spirit of the city. Leko Karabatusa. You will touch the soul and the spirit of the city to bend them towards favoring you. To yield to your bidding. You enter politics. It has a body. It has a soul. It has a spirit. God sent you to a city to pastor. That city has a body. It has a soul. It has a spirit. You enter into educational war. That's your sphere. Education. That place has a body. It has a soul. It has a spirit. If all you see is the body, you can't take it. But if you can see beyond the body, if you can see the soul and the spirit of that city, oh, you'll be on top of your game. You'll be on top of your game. Prayer is how we do it. Are you here? If people say things like this industry is like, it's not, and that's where they're supposed to be. Don't you know that the anointing throws you to difficult places so that it can prove itself? Hot places. Hot places. And I told you yesterday, there are no hard grounds. If hole and cutlass is not working, bring bulldozers. There are no hard ground. You can shake any ground. Shabbato leko prekepa. Say, church does not grow in this city. You must be kidding. Who sent you? Who sent you? Somebody met you, say, in church, it takes 10 years for a walk to break out. I say, okay, me. Watch it. If you are hitting a ground and the hole is bouncing, you know what to do now. There are vehicles you bring, the tires alone will sink the ground. Are you here? It will sink the ground. It will sink the ground. Glory to God. Prayer. Prayer. Let me quickly share with you three things that happen in prayer. Number one, in prayer, we fortify our soul for dominion. Write it down. We fortify our soul for dominion. We fortify our soul for dominion. For the takeover. You know, the dominion is the takeover I'm talking about across different dimensions of the discourse. You fortify your soul. Listen, the genus of prayer is not the immediate answers that you get. No, sir. The genus of prayer is the transformation it brings to your inner capacity. The enlargement of heart, the fortification of your soul. There's a heart size required. Makopa, don't take a city. There's a heart size. Lepetosa, there's a heart size. A chicken does not take the forest. It takes a lion. You want to take the place. A lion heart is required. In prayer, you configure that lion heart. Are you here? Whether you're in politics, education, you're a pastor, a missionary, whatever you do, whatever sphere, a heart, you enlarge the inner borders of your heart in the place of prayer. That is where you swallow the land. That's where you swallow the industry. Oh, glory to God. That's where you swallow the sector. Listen, in these last days, understanding prayer is not for fivefold ministry, you'll be making a mistake. I've told you the curriculum has changed. Everybody is in ministry now. You are in ministry. Me too, I'm in ministry. And in case you don't know, we have changed the demons from church. They are in the marketplace. They are where you are. You have to take prayer seriously. Are you here? We have chased them from church, amen. The tongues inside church is even you contributed to chasing them from church. And now they are waiting for you in the marketplace. They are waiting for you there. Lako breko pato soshoto. Mandi bakura zishte ponda kira so patenige sushta. Oh, I see an army rising. I see an army rising. Nothing will escape them. I see an army rising with the power of God upon their head, with the fire of the Holy Ghost on their lips, or with the sickle of the Spirit in their hands. I see an army rising with the strength of the Spirit, with the persuasions of the Holy Ghost. I see an army rising from the outpouring 2020. It shall be like the days of David. That will go for though of young age, that will go for though unknown, that will go for though they were at the backside of the desert, that will go for though they were forgotten by those who should remember them. But by the strength of the Spirit, but by the energy of the Spirit, by they are bringing answers, they are bringing solutions, they are bringing glory to the God of heaven. They are taking down giants. They are taking down Goliaths in the name of Jesus. Oh, they shall stand. They shall stand. They will challenge the forces that have humiliated the body. They will challenge the forces, the powers and the giants that have attempted to defy the armies of the living God. Oh, they will rise on the pulpits. They will rise in the marketplace. They are rising in politics. They are rising in business. They are rising in education. They are rising in arts and entertainment. With the fire of God in their eyes. With the sickle of the Spirit in their hands. Lead the men who are taught by the Spirit. Men who understand the dynamics of warfare. Men who understand the dynamics of taking cities. In the name of Jesus. And those men and women are here listening to me. Those men and women are watching and listening to me online. In the name of Jesus, the anointing of the Holy Ghost is upon us. We are running. Yes, we are running by the strength of the Spirit. We are running by the hand of the Lord upon us. We are overtaking the chariots of the King. Oh, we don't look like it yet. Yes, don't remember the forgot David. Remember the thoughts, he was insignificant. But that hand upon him brought him out. That is our testimony. Somebody is living here, going for conquering and to conquer. Conquering and to conquer. I'm seeing the Holy Ghost strengthen your hands. Kalabos, Shakiba Rakose Baliata. I'm seeing the Holy Ghost strengthen your hands. Yes, strengthen your hands. I'm seeing hands strengthen. I'm seeing feet strengthen. In the name of Jesus, I'm seeing hands strengthen. Protect cities. I'm seeing hands strengthen. Protect sectors. I'm seeing hands strengthen. Protect industries. In the name of Jesus. Oh, I'm seeing hands strengthen. I'm seeing feeble knees strengthen. Yes, protect institutions. In the name of Jesus. You are going forth in the strength of the Almighty. You are going forth in the energy of the Spirit. You are going forth in the power and in the speed of Elias. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes, we are taking cities as we herald the coming of the Lord. The anointing is upon us. The fire is upon us. In the name of Jesus, we will not take no for an answer. No, no, we go forth. We will not be intimidated. We will not fear. We will not give up. We will not give it. By the strength of the Spirit, Lego Rabe Doge Riga Sapana. We are taking the gates of cities in the name of Jesus. Mako Petusele Keprukaba. Oh, yes, we are. That's your eyes. That city belongs to you. Lift your hands. That city belongs to you.
in the name of the Lord Jesus. For out of you troops shall come out in the name of Jesus. For out of you an army shall arise in the name of Jesus. For you the gates of that city are open in the name of Jesus. The gates of the world are open. The gates of the heart of men are open. The gates, la con sebranda capatila, ludo paran.
Lift your hands, lift your hands. Veloka padis kapane na koske pata. Japa grace to influence your generation. I see the anointing of an influencer upon you. The anointing of an influencer. Lift your hands, lift your hands, lift your hands. Shaki paronda sushta, lika ponda tapa, pila koba tapa, lika po. Yes, yes, I hear, Lord. Yes, 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 yes. I'm seeing that creature with the face of an eagle, and I know what it means. Lift your hands. Oh, I'm seeing that the face of an eagle, the face of an eagle, the face. I'm seeing the Spirit of God giving insight, giving visions. Liga giving prophetic insight, prophetic advantage, prophetic vision. Liba, you are beginning to see what others cannot see. You are beginning to see what others cannot see. In that city, in that industry, in that sphere, they are multiplied vision. As I raise my hands, they are multiplied vision. Some of you enter into visions now as the impartation comes upon you. Some of you in this place, you start having encounters of the God kind. At the count of three, lift your hands. The face of an eagle. The face of an eagle. The face of an eagle. Lezo, bana, tole, kosa. One. Jakapata, two. Hilagopa. Yes, is erupting in this place. About your job, about your future. New seasons of vision. Multiplied vision. I see the face of an eagle. You will lie down and it will come to you. Yes, visions will come. You will lie down, pause. Help that sister over there. Are you ready? Three. Take. In the name of Jesus. Help her, help her. Multiplied visions. Help her, help her, help her. Multiplied visions. Leko, Patti, Kalisa. The face of an eagle. The face, lift your hands. Come forward, the face of an eagle, Liga Paratosa, a new river of the prophetic is unlocked from here in the name of Jesus. Indelible impartation, lift your hands, Jacopatilekos, Liga, for all of you around here, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Jacopa, hold it, lift your hands, Lesuka, are you ready? Are you ready? Lakopatolekopa. You will see what your generation cannot see. In the name of Jesus, I stretch my hand over you and I multiply visions. I stretch my hand over you and I multiply dreams. In the name of Jesus, at the count of three, receive the impartation. One, two, three. Take. Take. Lift your hands. Take. Let me make contact. Herusamadi la sepaya. Leave up, lift your hands. Liga brona sushtapaya. Face of an eagle. How can you bring these ones out now? They're already out, right? Face of an eagle. These are indelible impartations. You remember this 5 years from now, 10 years from now. You know the night that fire came upon your soul, the night that your eyes was opened. The night that your hands were strengthened. Lesura Bambatela. In the name of Jesus. Rekopa. Shaliga Bronde Sushta. The anointing to you.
the anointing to replace the generation. Generational anointing. Your voice is there. Liba, liba, don't put out the things. No, 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 no. Liga bronda sushtepa. Steve Strings, announcement. I hear announcement. If I'm seeing an angel of the Lord standing behind you and blowing a trumpet. And he said, for the command has gone forth by the watchers, that your sound is heard in the cities, your sound is heard in the nation. The sound is blown by the angels of heaven. For the season of announcement has come. For the circle is complete. The circle of service, the circle, lekora batosa, makaponda, the circle of the test of faithfulness is complete. From now on, mark my words, I speak by the Spirit. From now on, your sound has gone to the nations. Your voice is heard in distant land. Your songs are being sung. Those songs from heaven, those songs from the children, they are being sung across the nations. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, for helpers shall come. Yes, helpers, financial helpers, technical helpers, administrative helpers, all kinds of helpers. For suddenly you have become obvious to them. Suddenly they are receiving instruction. Help that man, strengthen his hand, hold his hand, says the Spirit of God. For the season of announcement has come. For the angels have decreed, and he must be obeyed. Says the Spirit of God. He must be obeyed. Morebeko seliga bronda kapa. I see secret tears being wiped away. Oh, I see secret tears being wiped away. I see secret tears being wiped away. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, because of this outpouring. Listen, I come to you tonight with the utterance of the mighty. Shekepeto la kopra. As I speak, like the rod of Moses, every rod of the Egyptian, they are swallowed up in the name of Jesus. Every rod of the Egyptian against your life, your family, your health, your finances, your destiny, your ministry, your business. I come tonight with the utterance of the mighty. I speak by the Spirit. Lesura bato. Those rods are swallowed up in the name of Jesus. And I declare great rejoicing, great celebration. By the things the Lord will do tonight, by the things the Lord is doing in your life, in your home, in the name of Jesus, I'm seeing families rejoicing. I'm seeing homes rejoicing. Yes, 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 yes. In the name of Jesus. For suddenly you will not see the rod of the wicked. For suddenly you will not see the rods of the Egyptians. Yes, for the word of the Lord that has gone forth has eaten them up, saith the Spirit of God. Yes, yes, yes. Listen, oh, men and women are living here tonight with enlarged visions. Oh, that, do you believe me? Enlarged vision. If your vision was 1 mile before, it has become 10 miles. As I'm talking, in the name of Jesus, the Bible says, Saul left the presence of Samuel another man. For God gave him another heart. I speak by the Spirit. You are hearing me tonight. Every small vision, small thinking, small mindset that came from your background, whatever it is, I stand with this apostolic anointing tonight. Lekora batosa, and I expand the boundaries of your mind. In the name of Jesus, I enlarge your vision. In the name of Jesus, I give you largeness of heart. In the name of Jesus, go conquering, go conquering, conquering and to conquer. In the name of Jesus, go and take territories. Go and take institutions. Go and take cities. Go and take nations. In the name of Jesus. Mokapato Selika. Suddenly, mountains that look like molehills. Yes. Oh, and before you, mountains are deflating. Deflating so fast, like punctured balloons. Yes. 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 Oh, Rebekosa. Maluke bronda kipa. Shele de kebrondes. Ponde keprokapata. Ay. Lege badaka badons kebalida. If you can sit, sit. Keep the tongues in your mouth. Keep the tongues in your mouth. Mighty outburst of the Holy Ghost. Keep the tongues in your mouth. Prayer. Those who are on the floor, just there. Please, nobody should be in a hurry to go anywhere. Okay, they're trying. Please, can you calm down? Your life will not finish if you don't go home before 9. Just, can you hear me? We say the city to change, and then once it's 7, 8 o'clock, you are running home. Sit down. Sit down. You don't change a city, a territory by hurrying home at 8 o'clock. What are you going to do when you go home? There are buses outside to carry you home. Thank you, Jesus. Prayer. I said in prayer, we fortify our soul. Do I have your attention? This is outpouring. So don't bother with shouting who's under the power. This is outpouring. In prayer, we fortify our soul for dominion. And that was what I was talking about before, a mighty outburst of the Spirit. We literally swallow cities. Glory to God. Hi. You see, look up at me. Your heart can only produce for you what it has experienced. One of the most amazing things on the earth. It means nobody can experience, can produce on the outside beyond what the heart has experienced. This is the reason for the stagnation of many. This is the reason for the frustration of many that try and go back to the same place. Why? The production center of life is the heart. So when you understand the mechanisms that expand the hearts, you will take cities. It's a programming. No matter how you confess and talk, it's only what your heart has experienced that you can reproduce. And you see, the place of prayer is the place where the Spirit of God can give your heart experiences in the Spirit. John Gillick said, I have had alarming experiences in prayers lately. Lakos kepataya. You know what he was saying? In those miracles that you see, those territory, Spokane, Washington was declared the healthiest city in America because of John G. Lake's healing school there. What happened? He got the hold of those things in the place of prayer. The boundaries of his heart for the supernatural was expanded in the place of prayer. He healed people. So today he healed a horse with a broken leg. A man wanted to shoot his horse because the leg was broken. He wanted to relieve it of his misery. And he says, I will pray. He laid hands on the horse. The horse got healed. Makapa. Was the horse believing? No. His heart has engulfed. You allow the boundaries of your heart. A man of prayer. Bible prayer cannot have small heart. No, you can't have small heart. You can't. Prayer. You can't have small heart. They mention 1 million and it's intimidating you. No. You will shatter those boundaries in the place of prayer. They mention 10 million and it's as though he wants to swallow you. No, in the place of prayer, you will scatter those limitations.
The Bible says in Luke chapter 9, I believe, from verse 29 or so. He said, while he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered. The fashion of his countenance, something happened from within. So there are times you are just praying and praying and praying. Legroska, ma pela tiba. You are just praying and praying and praying. And it's as though there's no prayer upon their bodies. Pray them. Just keep praying. One day you wake up with an alert heart. Not cardiomegaly, you met him. Alert capacity. Glory to God. One day you wake up. Oh, you know, one of my, I have many favorite portions of scriptures. Luke chapter 5, verse 17. The Bible said Jesus was teaching on a certain day. You know, on a certain day. But you see, that's where I'm going. Where I'm going is verse 16. You know, the verse 16 says, he separated himself into a solitary place to pray. As he was praying, he didn't see any power, no record. He just prayed and left. But you see, one day, he wasn't praying, sir. On a certain day, on a certain day, you know, you are praying and praying and praying. One day, you will see. The Bible says, he shall see the travail of his soul and be pleased. Prayer, the mystery of prayer is playing with the intangibles. They are non-linear. That means you can be praying and praying and you can't correspond it to physical instant change. Keep praying. One day, if the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves. That's why I don't like it when Christians say, but I've been praying and praying and I've not seen anything. Who told you the praying you were praying, the only answer is the answer you expected? Who told you? Who told you? Don't you know that the power of prayer works like a dynamite? The power of prayer is dynamic in its working. The word I can use for those of you do sciences, when you say something is non-linear, you know what it means. You can't just direct correlation, just correlation like that. But there's power. One day, when you need certainty of power, you may be teaching, you are not praying, it will come. It will come. It will come. Enlargement. Number two, in prayer, we fight the good fight of faith. We fight the good fight of faith. Number one, we say we fortify our soul. Number two, we fight the good fight of faith. Are you here? Are you here? It is in prayer we crush demonic oppositions. We crush demonic hindrances. Look up at me, everyone. Every time God is building something on earth, Satan must antagonize it. Are you hearing me? Satan must antagonize it. When you read the Gospels, you will notice that Jesus handled Satan decisively. He didn't act as though Satan did not exist. No. You know, there are people, their revelation of war has moved them out of warfare and they are suffering for nothing. Listen. Every man who took cities, every woman who took cities, who did exploit in business or pulpit in career, they have stories of warfare. Stories of seasons of prevailing in warfare. You say that Jesus didn't say, okay, oh, is that a demon there? Don't worry, to go when he wants to go. Let me continue. No, he addressed them decisively. Out. 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 There are no city takers who don't have this, who don't understand the skill, the dynamics of spiritual warfare. No, you must be kidding me. You must be kidding me. Every time God is building, Satan is fighting. Every time, I will build my church upon this rock. He didn't stop there. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against them. You have to know when is Satan that is fighting your finances. You've done everything and monies are not coming. That is time to fire, to paleko pataya, to declare war. To declare war. You've done everything and church is not growing. It's time to wake up and curse devils. Curse them. Curse them. You wake up in the morning, you are cursing them. After worshiping, you are cursing them. Are you here? Oh, I do that all the time. Makepa, you devils of the territory. Ah, Lipa, you can't stop my work from growing. You can't stop me from, I'm unstoppable. In the name of Jesus, you devils of Joss, you are crushed under my feet. I pray like that. You can't stop money from coming. You can't stop my voice from being heard. In the name of the Lord Jesus, early in the morning yesterday. Yesterday in the morning. Yesterday was the first day, right? You know, I woke up around 4, 5. I was like, oh, God, I've not seen any vision while I slept. Why? I should see vision. I just forgot about it. And I was meditating and fell asleep. Sleep. And then in the sleep, I saw a snake. I went after it. Around 5, 6 a.m. yesterday. I went after it. Crushed it very well. So I was laughing. Then Pastor God, you know, can see her. Pastor is like, the head is still moving itself. And then he crushed it. And then he died. In the dream. Oh, you saw the same vision. I woke up laughing. I knew it was done. Amen. I knew it was done. I knew it was done. You know, serpents, according to the scriptures, can I say this? Are symbolic of territorial powers. If I can show you at least true scriptures. When Jesus said they shall take up serpent with Satan, he said they shall take up serpent. This sign shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall take up serpent. He didn't say when they are beaten by serpent. He said they shall go and take serpents. It's offensive. When he sent the 70 out and they came back, that was when he told them, I have given you power to tread upon snakes and scorpions. Upon snakes. What was the first sign that Moses did when he went into Egypt? The moment he did it, the moment Ligaba, he swallowed the serpent of the magicians. Nobody could form the word kill him till he left. He was in charge. He became the new god of Egypt. Are you here? On the island of Malta, when the viper passed in his hands to Paul, Ligaba, the Bible says he shook the beast into the fire. Suddenly, the place opened up. The mayor's father was sick. They brought him a God healed. They brought that people that was sick. Suddenly the gospel spread there. Are we together? On the offensive. On the offensive. On the offensive. On the offensive. So you don't just say, let sleepy lies. Sleepy dogs lie. Number one, he's not sleepy. Number two, is not the dog. Amen. Glory to God. Okay. Now let me show you a scripture. In 2 Kings chapter 2. The story of Elisha in 2 Kings chapter 2, from verse 20 also. I think it's from verse 20. Yes, 23 to 24. Look up at me, everyone. I need you to get this. You know, Elisha is a type of the church. Elijah is the type of Christ, in a sense, in prophetic adumbration. You know, his master was taken into heaven. The mantle fell, which was the type of the Holy Ghost. Okay? And then he divided the Red Sea also. And then the Bible said, put it up for me. And the men of the city said, no, verse 23. And he went up from thence unto Bethel. And as he was going up by the way, there came forth little children out of the city and mocked him. Now, that is very wrongly translated. He's not talking about children. You know, if you're an advocate for children, be like, Elisha, you're a wicked man. Why would you kill little children? The Hebrew word means young men or insignificant youth. He's talking about young men who began to mock him as he left the place and was going up, as he was going up by the way unto Bethel. They mocked him. Go up that bald headed. Go up that bald headed. Next verse. And he turned back and looked on them and cursed them in the name of the Lord. And there came forth two she bears out of the wild one and tore 42 young men. Very important. I need to see the 42. Listen, that is the number of the Antichrist. The Antichrist will rule for 42 months. I have other scriptures to show you, but I can't show you now. He's showing you the picture of the mockery and the destruction of the spirit of the Antichrist as the church ascends to meet Ambassador. Are you listening? But what was the response of Elijah? He cursed in the name of his God. And they were defiled. So it's not about the young men. It's something prophetic you have to see there. Have the spirit of the Antichrist, and that spirit attempts to distract us, attempts to mock the church, attempts to mock our assignment. What we do, we don't keep quiet, we curse that spirit. After two she bears appeared, swallowed them, and he went up to Bethel. Are you here? He went up to Bethel. So in prayer, we exercise our dominion. City takers are men of war. You have to know seasons where you are in warfare. It's not season to be eating and drinking. No. It's season to fast. It's season to pray. It's season to give. Thank you. When you don't allow, he calls it spiritual fat or something. Extra spiritual fat. It's not time to be socializing in excess. No. You will notice after those seasons, things will change. Things will change. So prayer. In prayer, we fight the good fight of faith. Are you blessed tonight? I know we will close here tonight. You are blessed. Warfare. I'm sensitive. Glory to God. Don't forget what I told you. Every time God is building something, Satan fights it. Warfare. Number three, in prayer, we find wisdom for strategic actions and progress. In prayer, we find wisdom. Amazingly, this is a part of prayer that many people ignore. We just pray and pray and pray and pray and go. Especially when we need a new season, when our heart is panting for something. You have to return from the place of prayer with the word of the Lord. You have to return from the place of prayer with the wisdom of God. Listen, every city has the way into it. In Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 15, it says, the labor of the fool wearieth every one of them because he knoweth not how. There's a how to enter that industry. Are you listening to me? There's a how to enter that sector. There's a how to take over that mountain. There's a how to take the city. They have in prayer, the wisdom of God is distilled into our spirit. You know, distillation. I chose that word carefully. You know, distillation. The wisdom of God is distilled into our spirit. You can take strategic actions that will produce results. That means you have to learn to pray until you don't see the Lord. You have to learn to pray until light shines on your soul. You have to learn to pray until you return with something definite to do. You have to learn to do that. Wisdom comes to you. Wisdom flows to you. The voice of the Lord, which is the voice of wisdom, comes to you in the place of prayer. And the Bible says, through the voice of the Lord shall the Assyrians be beaten down. You will beat down the opposition and produce new results and take the land. You know, when Joshua was leading the children of Israel, suddenly, of course, I believe that Joshua was in the mood of worship. He was in the mood of prayer. I believe strongly. Because just around there, he said, consecrate yourself, for tomorrow the Lord shall do wonders in your midst. That means Joshua understood the power of separation and focus to wait for the Lord's move. And the angel of the Lord's presence came and gave him the strategy for Jericho. How can you explain it? Going around the city seven days, right? On the seventh day, going around seven times and shouting to take the city. But it happened. Why? It was the strategy. Spirit. It was the strategy of the Spirit. Amen. Learn to stay in prayer beyond the burning face. You know, there's that burning face of prayer. Ligroska. You know, the two disciples on the way to Emmaus, they say, while he spoke to us, our hearts burned, but they didn't see him. They had to constrain him. The Bible says he wanted to leave. They constrained. And then at the breaking of the bread, their eyes were open. Imagine if they didn't constrain him. Their hearts were burning, but their eyes were not open to see. Sometimes that burning will be there in prayer, but you stay there. You constrain the Lord. You stay there. Figuratively now, you stay there until the bread is broken, until your eyes are open, until the Bible said they saw him and then he vanished.
this must be your life. The wisdom of God about that business. You will hear. Oh, it will come as light from heaven. Oh, the day will dawn and the day star will arise in your heart. He will. He will. Karabakosa, speak in tongues. I think I'm done talking. There's smoke here. I'm done talking. Just speak in tongues where you are. Oh, thank you, Lord, for your presence. Just speak in tongues where you are. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. Erabalalo semane nane. Ondalia robago samane. Most high. Just speak in tongues where you are. Most high. You, where is Esther? Put up.
I hail you. I was saved. I hail you.
Enveloping us tonight. You made a way in the sea. You are the Lord. Shabalato silakopa. And there is nothing you cannot do. You are the Lord. I worship you most high. You are the Lord. I want you to soak in this glory. I worship you, Shabbato, Most High. You are the Lord. I will worship you, Shapatos, Most High. You are the Lord. You created heavens and the earth. You are the Lord. Malogaborado. Hey, you made the way. Shapena Patea in the sea. You are the Lord. Que la copa doledosa. And there is nothing you cannot do. You are the Lord. Just soak in the glory. Say, Lord, your fire, your glory, I'm ready. I worship you, Most High. You are the Lord. Forever. You are holy. You are holy. You are holy. I want you to pray in the Holy Ghost right where you are. I want you to pray just in the next 10 minutes you are praying. Just pray, just pray. Just pray. Lord, Lord, fire, impartation.
Hey, hey. Yes, you are holy, Lord. Hey. You are holy, Lord. Hey, Allah, partake.
Hey, kapato, kopreko, katos. Hilako. Yes, this meeting is for world changers. It's for those who will change their world. World changers anointing is upon us. You are righteous. You are right.
You are right.
You just pray. Just pray.
You are righteous.
I see the release of prayer grace. 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 He said, he shall pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplication. Lift your hands. I see this, the release of the spirit of prayer. League, as I'm talking, there are 10 people. There are 10 people. Listen, your ministry is intercession, crude intercession. But it's as though you are even too weak to pray. Lift your hands. Everybody, lift your hands. Lord, I don't know who those 10 people are. A fresh breath of prayer. Ay, 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 ay. A fresh breath. You bring them out. That intercession. For upon everyone, I see the release of the spirit of prayer. But for these 10 people, bring them out, I will touch them. These 10 people, the spirit of intercession. Yes, intercession. You will be a gatekeeper over cities, a gatekeeper over nations, La Tobaya, a gatekeeper. Bring her for me. Pass. It's on her. Gatekeepers. Where are the gatekeepers? The intercessory gatekeepers. Let the Holy Ghost locate them. They will watch over cities. They will watch over territories. They will watch over nations. Yes! Yes! They are rising. Intercessors! Intercessors! Intercessors!
Oh, just bring them out for me. The anointing is on them. The 10 of them. The 10 of them. This impartation tonight will carry you through for many years. It will carry you. You will pray with the strength of the Spirit. You will pray with the energy of angels. Ayele Bataya. Ah! Intercession. Intercessors. 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 Bring them. Bring them. Just bring them here. Intercessors. Intercessors. Bring him here. Intercessors. Ah! Ah! Shalabade. The spirit of prayer. 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 Oh, you will pray with the strength of angels. Everybody lift your hands. I release upon it. Ela sema tela konda lema mamataya. And toka palatosa. Lipa patalatosa. There are going to be multiple impartations right now. As I stand here and stretch my hand, whatever you want, whatever you need in this season, whatever fire, graces, anointing that you need, I stand on this altar. Lera pala tora online in the halls. Shapatalita rebadolato. I command a change. I command a shift. I command lakobalato, a propulsion. In the name of Jesus, take, 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 drink, 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 drink. Ah, 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 ah. I see the Lord strengthening your hands. Your hands to war. Your fingers to battle. Yes, you have a ministry of intercession. But a new chapter is open from today. A new chapter. Helper. A new chapter. Fire! 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 Lift your hands, man. Lift your, both of you, lift your hands. In the name of Jesus. Rigo Batelaba, a new impartation for the call of God. For the call of God. For the call of God. Fire, fire. Grace, 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 grace. I bring you into the new. Into the new. The old has come. The new has come. The old has gone. The new has come. The old is gone. The new has come. In the name of Jesus, just put mommy the fan on her seat. The anointing is gonna put her on her seat. Mama, a new skill, new. A new fire. A new chapter. Ila soma peratosa. Iga broda. And tokaba. Stretch out your hands. I speak in the name. Can you help me with volume sound? I can't hear myself. I speak in the name of Jesus. Stretch your hands. I strengthen your hands to build. I strengthen, the Lord says, he strengthen hands to build. I'm seeing the builder's anointing. The anointing to build things. The anointing to build things and stand. Stretch your hands. I'm speaking by prophecy. The anointing to build things and stand. It will not scatter. No. For the Lord is strengthening your hands to build. The Lord is energizing your hands to build. You are going for concrete. You are going for concrete. You are going for building. Building helper. Lesula mabatonda kiraskapa. Liko mabetona kapa. It's a night of impartations and miracles. Shepetona kopata. Likopa. Take, take, take. Take that builder's anointing. In the name of Jesus. Take that builder's anointing. In the name of Jesus, take that builder's anointing. No more will that be scattered in your hands. I speak concerning every uncompleted project. Some of you have buildings you've started not completed. Some of you is your parents. Lift your hands. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, league about the anointing for completion. The anointing for completion. Legal. Some of you, there's a business you started this year and it's as though it's going somewhere and you're about to abandon it. No. The anointing for completion. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, as I stretch my hands, let it rest on you. Let that project be completed. Let that house be completed. Let that project be established. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I release the anointing for completion upon your house, your family, upon that project. In Jesus' name. Lego precopando sistepa. What a night. How many of you are feeling this fire? You are feeling this fire. Ligo sebrando kepatosa. Liga bronde sustepa. Ento leboraba. Liba copa. I'm seeing activations. Impartations that activate. Some of you don't know that there are prophetic graces within. Some of you don't know that there are harvesters anointing within. Some of you are not aware that there's a money-making machine in your brain. Lift your hands. I'm about to activate graces. Prophetic graces, evangelistic graces, teaching graces, money-making graces. Every latent, dormant grace. All graces functioning at lower level. Liga bronda copa. One of the things the anointing does is to heighten the manifestation of graces. It activates and heightens. Lift your hands in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Liga bronda sushta. I'm seeing angels walking amongst men. I'm seeing. Lift your hands. Close your eyes. I'm seeing angels walking amongst men. I'm seeing angels touching people. Lift your hands. Woo! Some of you will feel a tap. A tap, a tap, a tap. Lift your hands. A tap. And like electricity to come upon you. Some of you feel like somebody touched you. And the power, that is those angels that I talked about. Right where you are. Right where you are. Right where you are. Right where you are. In the name of Jesus, there are at least 20. What am I saying? There are at least 50 people. Some of them may already be under the power. 50 people. That this impartation for activations, graces activated, graces accentuated in the name of Jesus. At the count of three, let the fire flow. 1, 2, 3, take, graces, the grace to see, the grace to prophesy. The grace to teach. The grace to make money. The grace to lead people. I see activations. I see activations of graces. Yes, yes, in the name of Jesus. Shaka patoleko. Liga pronda sushta. Intola badoletosa. Oh, again, I hear my heart. Growths are disappearing. Growths are disappearing. You saw the wonders yesterday. You were around. You saw the miracles yesterday. Miracles. Breast lumps disappearing instantly. 2-year growth disappearing. Toothache. The person came here with it. It evaporated. I see growth dematerializing. In the name of Jesus. You should not live here sick. If you are sick in your body, just put your hand there. This anointing is touching you right now. I take authority over sicknesses and diseases. I take authority over infirmities. I take authority over swellings, growth, pains, infections. I take authority over endocrine disorders. I take authority. You watching me on the screen, I take authority over that sugar diabetes. I curse that diabetes in the name of Jesus. I curse that diabetes. In the name of Jesus, I declare, be healed. Your sugar level is normal. You have loved ones that are sick. Amen. I want to pray for those who are sick who are not here. You have people that are sick, put them on the line. In the next 5 minutes, I'm going to pray for them. Put them on the line. Okay, put them on the line. Put them. You know, the Lord instructed us to do this last year, and the testimonies were amazing. We are going to do it. Put them on the line. If you can get them to hook to the message, to hook online, powerful. If you can, just dial them. I'm seeing somebody's mother in the hospital. You are here. Your mother is in the hospital. Who is the person? Your mother was admitted maybe some days ago or something. I'm seeing somebody's mom in the hospital. I'm seeing health officials attending to the person. In the name of Jesus Christ, who is the person? Just wave your hand where you are. Just wave your hand. Your mom is in the hospital. Who is the person? If it's online, let the media let me know. If the person is online, there's somebody. The Lord is touching your mother now. Who is the person? I need a person to wave. Your mom is battling with her health and had to be admitted recently. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Are you the one? The sister with the hand up. Are you the one? Okay, lift your hand high. Is she in the hospital? She's in the hospital. Lift your two hands. I take authority over that spirit of infirmity. I break every covenant to the grave. Right now, I break every covenant to the grave. Yes, help her. As the power of God rested on you now, is coming upon your mother right where she is. And I declare she's healed in the name of Jesus. That affliction is terminated. How many of you are calling in? How many of you are dialing in? You are dialing somebody. All right. Let them know. I'm going to pray for them. Let them know their healing is coming now. And if you are here, you are trusting God for healing. You are not here yesterday, or you were here yesterday and you feel the Lord needs to touch you today. Just put your hand right in the place. Oh, that sister that went under the power. I'm awaiting her testimony. Something is happening to her mom. You know, about 12 years ago, I was still in school. No, 13 years ago, I was still in med school. A young man who lived in my hostel came to meet me, trembling. He says, sir, I was barely 3 months in that hostel. He says, sir, I saw you in my dream. My mom had been terminally ill in Langtan, had been terminally ill for a while. I saw you in my dream. You laid hands on my mom and took her out of the wheelchair. And she got, you know, the way you see in a crusade, you know, like, he said, I saw it in a dream. Okay, that's some days ago. He said, but the amazing thing is, I gave it time. Okay, I've been calling home since that time. And the report I'm hearing, I've been speaking to my mom. From that night, from that day, she began to amend. How can you explain it? I did not know his mother was sick. I did not even know him. Apart from neighbor, hello, how are you doing? And then I pass. But I know what happened. One of those days, when I was praying in the Holy Ghost, God wanted to help somebody. Are you here? Are you dialing in? Lift those phones up. You are here. You need healing. Put your hand there. Whatever it is, listen. Nothing is beyond the name of Jesus. Nothing is beyond the power of God. We talked about persuasions and prayer. Nothing can escape this thing. No. Peter says, such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. That's what he said. If you have hearing issues, eye issues, long-sightedness, short-sightedness, woo, whatever it is, pain, swelling, terminal illness, the anointing of God's spirit is present. And the power in the name of Jesus has not diminished. Leave the phones. Those of you on the phones, you can hear me. My name is Dr. Carrie Samuels, and the Lord has anointed me to bring healing to you. Those of you in the hall, putting your hand where you are, expect to receive your healing. Can you stretch your hands out, everyone, as I begin to pray? Father, in the name of Jesus, speak in tongues. Meros Kepata. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Son of the living God, the master of the universe, creator of the heavens and earth, I come against every sickness. I come against every disease. I challenge every afflictions of the body. I challenge every deformity of the body. I challenge every sickness of the body. Under the sound of my voice, Pika pepatila tosa, jepeli tokapa, redokapa. I come in the name of Jesus Christ of God. I command you to leave the people now. I command you to leave the people now. I command you to leave the people now. In the name of Jesus, I command the swelling to dematerialize. I command the diabetes to go. I command the infections to go. I command the hypertension to go. I command the sickle cell disease to go. I command SS turn to AA. In the name of Jesus, I command barrenness to go. In the name of Jesus, I command a migraine to go. I command that devil of asthma, go from her. Go, go, asthma, go. In the name of Jesus, I take authority over depression. I take authority over the spirit of heaviness. That depression with suicidal thoughts, I take authority over that spirit of depression. Right now, get your hands off the mind of that man. Get your hands off the mind of that woman. In the name of Jesus, right now, leave the people. Go, go, go. In the name of Jesus. And I stand here, I proclaim healing. I proclaim healing to every sick body. Online, on the calls right now, in the halls, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, strength is restored. Strength is restored. Normalcy is restored. Perfection is restored to that system, to that organ. Let the eyes begin to see normally. In the name of Jesus, let that ear begin to hear normally. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Yes, yes. Right where you are, start doing what you could not do before. Start checking yourself. Start checking, start checking, start checking, start checking. I'm seeing things fall off people. I'm seeing a skin. Listen, I'm seeing a skin infection. I'm seeing somebody's skin. In fact, it's making you ashamed. I'm seeing it burning up around. Yes, yes. In the name of Jesus, take your healing. In the name of Jesus, take your healing. Right there, that infection is gone. You will notice that it's clearing up. You will notice that it's clearing up. That rash is gone, is gone, is gone. In the name of Jesus, just look at it. You will notice that it's clearing. Just look, look, look. If it's a place you can look, you will notice. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, check your bodies. Those on the phones, you can text them. You can call now. Just text them. Let them send in testimonies. Thank you. Can we lift our hands and wave? And say, thank you, Lord, for healings. Thank you, Lord, for your wave of impartations, or your wave of fire. Just leave her. Where are you carrying her to? Exceptionals ago. Just leave her. Thank you, Lord. Just wave. Just close your eyes and wave. Father, thank you. Thank you for doing wonders in our midst. Thank you for doing wonders in our midst. Thank you for doing wonders in our midst. Yes, we believe in miracles. Start checking your bodies right now. Start checking. Start checking. Start checking. Start checking. As we wave, start checking. As we wave and as you notice a change, start shouting. Start celebrating. Start celebrating. Start shouting. Those who receive instant miracles, you notice something is already happening. Start shouting and waving where you are. Start shouting and waving where you are. How many of you have received miracles just now? You received the healing just now. Let me see your hand. You received the healing. Check your body properly. The pain is gone. The swelling is gone. The weakness is gone. Just let me see your hand. There are those of you. Can you see the hands? Are you just looking? We are not faking it. 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 Just thank you. Come in, everybody, all together. You have a, you receive a healing testimony. You saw a vision just now. You had an encounter. As I was praying, just come out, share your testimony on the aisles. Very quickly, we'll just take 3-4 testimonies. Hallelujah. Amen. Just rush forward. The rest of us, can we wave our hands? Can we just wave and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Those of you who received a miracle just now, you received a drastic encounter. Just walk to the aisles very quickly. Don't be slow about it. Very quickly. The rest of us, can we wave our hands? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Just wave your hands. The Spirit of the Lord is still on. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord is still walking. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Their testimony is things are happening. Wave your hands, come on. Hallelujah. You are not living here the same tonight. Those of you on this side, as you are receiving a miracle, just walk out. Just meet them here. As you are waving, things are happening. Hey, things are happening. You are worthy. You are worthy. Things are happening. Things are happening. Including those who have called online. Let them check themselves and text you. Testimonies are coming in. Wonderful. Marvelous are the works of your hands. Great is your name. Hey!
Wonderful. Marvelous
are
the works
of your hands.
Great is
sing wonderful, Lord.
Wonderful.
Woo!
Hey,
come on, everybody, can you be on your feet? Oh, let's just sing to him. What a move tonight. Hey, sing wonderful, you are
wonderful.
Yeah. As it was. Of your hand, Erabago Samale, great is your name. Miracles are happening, miracles, wonderful. Yeah. Are the words of your hand. Yeah. Just hold on. This will be the last part of tonight. Listen, how many of you want money impartations? Financial miracles, impartations for financial explosion. The Holy Ghost just told me now. He says, you have not done that. Amen. My name is Caris Ame Wealth. I did not give myself wealth. Are you here? Back name came as a product of encounters that I had. I shared some with you. There are some I can't talk about. Amen. Are you here? Are you here? I have a very conservative background. We don't give words to ourselves where I come from. Amen. Are you here? But see, there's something upon me for the body of Christ as far as finances is concerned. I'm beginning to step in. I'm not in it fully yet. No. But there's a measure. There's a measure of it in manifestations. We have put it to work. We have seen it. Lift your hands. There can be manifestations of the spirits in the area of your finances. The power gift can work in the area of your finances. There can be workings of miracles, gift of faith, and gift of healings in the area of your finances. Somebody on financial wheelchair is coming out tonight. Somebody on financial wheelchair is coming out tonight. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. Some of you, you will feel the anointing. I'm telling you the truth. Lift your hands. You'll feel the anointing. Tomorrow, I'm going to be praying for some people. God told me about a month ago. Those who have vowed that in the next 1 year, they will give $1 million to the work of the ministry and to me. Amen. Amen. I'm going to pray for them tomorrow. That's two at once. That's just $2 million in 1 year. Amen. God showed me a vision. And he told me to pray for them. Very interesting. I never thought of that kind of thing in my life. If I did see it. And then he showed me a set of people. I saw young people. And I'm wondering, are these people? Yes. The Lord says, pray for them during the outpouring. Now, and by extension, not just God's work here. Are you listening? Some of you are members of your church. Within the next 1 year, you will carry $1 million and give to your church. You will carry $1 million and give to your pastor or your prophet. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the pipes from heaven will bring the money to you. The winds of the Spirit will bring the money to you. We have seen the highest level of $1 million in our ministry this year. It's phenomenal. People from nowhere dropping. Is of me. Lift your hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, such as I have, I give your people. I speak a new season to their finances. On ground, online, a new season to their finances. A new chapter for their finances. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I command angels, angels of money, angels of finances, angels of financial prosperity, angels of material wealth. Let them go round. Let them begin to minister to your people. In the name of Jesus, I open new doors of finances.
I open the gate of the wealth of the city to you. I open the gate of the wealth of this nation to you. I open the gate of the wealth of nations to you. In the name of Jesus, for you the gates are open. For your ministry, the gates are open. For your businesses, the gates are open. In the name of Jesus, I bring you to a new season of finances. I put money in your hands. I put monies in your bank account. I put monies in your pocket. In the name of Jesus, suddenly millions look like thousands. Suddenly millions look like thousands. In the name of Jesus, your broke days are over. I come against every harassing devil in the area of your finances, every devourer. In the name of the Lord Jesus, every blocker of the flow of money to your hands, I stand upon this holy altar. Lekos eliga ora semando lekepa. Ligo sepronda kepa. I judge them tonight. I challenge them tonight. In the name of Jesus. And I declare from tonight, they cannot stop money from coming to you. In the name of Jesus, I put upon you favor. I put upon you favor. Favor that will pull in finances to you. Favor that will cause men to show you kindness. Favor that will cause institutions to show you kindness. Favor that will cause systems to show you kindness. Favor that will cause government to show you kindness. In the name of Jesus. Some of you, before this year is over, you will handle money you've not handled before. I don't know who I'm not joking. No, this is not some excited talk. I speak in the name of Jesus. Before this year is over, you will handle monies you've not handled before. In the name of Jesus, the wind of the Spirit will bring them to you. In the name of Jesus. You will handle monies you've not handled before. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Kai, Pastor Faisal, as I looked at you, I see financial favor. I see strange financial favor. Amen. The Lord says favor from another city. What I'm seeing is not even coming from Jos. This is a phrase I hear. He says favor from another city. It shall come and there shall be a testimony. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I speak finances into the work of your hands. So your business, your church, what you do. Yes, yes. I open those portals of money. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let go soon. A new season. The doors of nations are open, woman. In the name of Jesus. The doors of nations for enterprise, they are open. They are open. They are open. They are open. There's somebody here. There's a woman here. You've been saying, when will I have my own money? Thus saith the Lord. You ask that question. I'm serious. I don't know who you are. But I heard a whisper in the spirit. When will I have my own money? And the Lord is saying, the time is now. For your eyes shall be open to see the golden opportunities. And your feet to be carried into that place. In the name of Jesus. Yes, yes. Help her. Help her. In the name of Jesus. Take. Conversations of the heart. He said, when will I have? Lift your hands. You want money? Come and take money, God man. Lift your hands. Come and take money. From today, I made you Lord over millions. Even by hearing now, I make you Lord over millions. Let millions serve you. So it will no longer hear me. I speak in the name of Jesus. It will no longer be strange. But say, I just send 1 million. I just send 2 million to this guy to do this for me. In the name of Jesus, those days have come. I say those days have come. Those days have come. It's no more 100,000, 200,000. Just say, I just wire 2 million to this guy. We'll just send 3 million to this one. I just send 1 million to Pastor now. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory! Oh, glory! Oh, glory! Hey, I feel like running. Glory!
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you. Have you been blessed tonight? Have you been blessed tonight? Have you been blessed tonight? Just close your eyes, everyone. Close your eyes by your head. I want to make, just don't sit down. Please stand. I need people standing. Except you're under the power. Just by your head. You are here tonight online. I'm sure they have links online to put for this call I'm about to make. You want to make Jesus the Lord of your life. I know it's largely a believer's meeting. It's an outreach too. Amen. You want to make Jesus the Lord of your life. You want to surrender your heart to the Lord. You want to rededicate your heart to the Lord. You want to make it right to the Lord. Right where you are, just lift your hand. I want to pray for you. If you are online, there's a link there that you will click. And there's a private chatting. You are there, you are saying, Pastor, pray for me. I want to surrender my heart to the Lord. Lift your hand up, lift it high. God bless you, my brother over there. God bless you, my sister over there. There's nothing to be ashamed of. There's nothing to fear. If you are the only reason we had this gathering, it was worth it. Giving your heart to the Lord, rededicating your life to the Lord. Some of us were worse than you. Nothing to be ashamed of. Right where you are, just run forward. I want to pray for you. Right where you are, just run forward quickly. Run. Run forward quickly. Just come and stand here. Those in that category, you want to give your heart to the Lord. You want to rededicate your life. Are you seeing this? Just. Jesus loves.